So if you're struggling with a lot of things like, hormone imbalances, weight gain, gut issues, and you feel like you've tried everything, this is probably a pretty big piece of the puzzle for you. And this is one of the hardest things that I find when I work with clients, is because a lot of people get stuck in this mentality of, I'm healing my gut, so what I need to do is take supplements and eat really clean or eat healthy. And yes, this is very important on your gut healing journey. But there's a critical piece that is missing for many people, is that they're either not willing to add these practices or change their lifestyle or to be consistent with it. And because of that, they're finding that no matter what work we do together with the diet and supplements, they're still struggling with bloating. They're still struggling with constipation. They're still having brain fog and fatigue and insomnia. And so that I have to gently remind them, like, look, we're doing a lot with diet and supplements, and it's great that you're being so consistent with those, but remember that your stress response, that HPA axis, if you're keeping your body stuck in that fight or flight survival mode, you're simply not going to heal. A lot of hidden stressors that may be contributing and kind of keeping them stuck in this fight or flight state. And we're going to go through a couple of them here today. So one of them is blood sugar imbalances. So not eating to balance your blood sugar and having those spikes and crashes throughout the day. Dieting or restricting your calories too much. Excessive intense exercise. Constant worry or anxiety that goes unaddressed. And then the people you surround yourselves with.
You're listening to the Fix Your Gut podcast, a podcast that empowers you to understand why you have gut issues and what to do about it. After over 20 years of suffering with IBS, migraines, and chronic fatigue, I decided to take matters into my own hands and I became a nutritionist so I could not only heal myself, but heal others that were struggling like me. Odds are you're here because you're stuck. Your doctor couldn't help, and you've already tried cutting out foods and probiotics. So now what? You don't have to suffer anymore. You can heal your gut. We're going to go beyond diet and supplements to empower you with the knowledge you need to achieve deep, lasting healing and finally enjoy food again and get your life back.
Hey there, I'm Holly Braddock, functional nutritionist, back for another episode of the Fix Your Gut podcast. And today we're talking about HPA axis dysfunction. What the heck is that? Basically, it is chronic stress that is taking a toll on your whole body. And we're going to talk about how this impacts gut health and prevents you from healing if it's not addressed. And the common term that people use for this is adrenal fatigue or burnout, which is kind of an inappropriate or it's not the right term, really, because what's happening in the body is very complex, and it's not necessarily the adrenals becoming fatigued, but rather your body becoming desensitized to stress hormones and other imbalances that are developing. So today we're going to take a look at why does this happen and what can we do about it? And how does it impact our gut health and prevent us from healing our gut? But also, how does it impact our metabolism, our sleep, our mental health, our inflammation and immune function? If you've got some diagnoses you just received, whether that's pre-diabetes or a mental health diagnosis or some kind of inflammatory disease, and you're like, I don't understand what's going on here. I'm eating well, I'm exercising, I'm doing all the things I should be doing, I'm taking my vitamins, but you can't figure out why you're starting to have these health issues. This is likely at least one of the contributing causes, because the way that our North American culture and lifestyle is set up, it sets us up to develop this HPA axis dysfunction or this burnout, which we'll call it for short, but know that I'm referring to this. So when we talk about HPA axis dysfunction, what exactly is it? We're talking about the hypothalamic, pituitary, and adrenal axis, which means that the hypothalamus is a kind of the control center in your brain, and the pituitary is another really important gland that impacts the release of stress hormones from your adrenal glands, which sit on top of your kidneys. And then they're constantly communicating, right? So when we feel stressed, something stresses us, it's perceived in the brain. The hypothalamus and the pituitary start communicating, and the pituitary sends some signals downstream. It's kind of a complex mechanism, but eventually it tells the adrenal glands to release stress hormones like cortisol and epinephrine. So we think of cortisol as bad because we know that it does do things like cause inflammation or contribute to gaining weight in the midsection. So that stress belly that you may have seen online, if you're looking at cortisol and weight, for example, how that impacts weight gain. But that's only when it's a chronic stress response that you're stuck in. So the issue is, yes, we lead these busy, stressful lifestyles, but we can't prevent stress, right? We can't avoid stress. We're always going to have stress in our lives. But what we can do is build our lifestyle and adjust our mindset and tweak things in our day-to-day life to allow our body to reset to a place where it feels safe and calm more often. So that means things like learning to slow down, setting boundaries, asking for help, making sure you're getting adequate restorative sleep, and adding in practices, hopefully daily practices, like deep breathing, meditation, yoga, tai chi, and walking in nature. These are all things that are proven to shift your nervous system into that parasympathetic or rest and digest state, where we stop triggering this HPA axis, where we take ourselves out of this loop of saying, oh my God, I'm in danger, and triggering the body to release those stress hormones and keep you stuck in that survival state. So when we're having that release of stress hormones, our body is in this survival state. It's fight or flight. It's everything shut down except what I need to survive. So that means digestion shut down, hormones become dysregulated. All kinds of things get imbalanced because the body is in survival mode. So the reason that we get stuck in this chronic stress state is because, you know, this used to be something for our ancestors that was adaptive, right? If we were in danger and something was chasing us, we needed to run away. Of course, that's important to get all systems on board, use all of your energy and run from that saber-toothed tiger. But in modern life, we're perceiving almost everything throughout our day, even tiny things like, you know, someone passive aggressively sending an email or a text, or someone didn't respond to you, or someone gives you the finger or cuts you off when you're driving. These are all little things that can contribute to this stress response and keep us stuck in that fight or flight state. So what's the big deal? What does it matter if we're stuck in this fight or flight state? Well, long-term consequences can be anything from sleep issues, mental health issues like depression, anxiety, thyroid dysfunction and weight gain, type 2 diabetes, blood sugar issues, brain fog, chronic fatigue, chronic inflammation, and immune dysregulation. So developing some of these autoimmune issues, whether that's really bad allergies, which is not autoimmune, but allergies, but also Hashimoto's, hypothyroid, celiac, Sjogren's, lupus, all of these autoimmune conditions, which are becoming more and more common these days. Why do we think that is? Because our lives are more stressful than ever. And many of us are burning ourselves out by working several jobs, which I get that some people need to do to survive. But also when we get into that mode of like, go, 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 got to get this done, got to get that done, we're not allowing ourselves the time and space to shift into that relaxed state more often, right? So really being intentional about how we structure our days and making sure that we add in some of these practices that are going to allow us to shift into that rest and digest healing parasympathetic mode to shut down that stress response and allow the HPA axis to calm down and stop sending those danger signals to the adrenal glands.
What do you do when you feel like you're doing everything right, you're eating clean, you're avoiding your food sensitivities, you're taking your probiotics, but nothing is helping? What's the point of even trying so hard if you're not getting anywhere with your gut health? I completely understand how frustrating and overwhelming it is to feel like you think you're doing everything right, but you're still feeling bloated and heavy, you're foggy, you feel inflamed, and just you want to get your body back to how it was. You just want to feel energized and have the energy and motivation to do the things you love. But how are you supposed to get there when nothing seems to work? Here's the thing. When we try to DIY our gut healing, we end up doing things that actually can backfire. So when we're cutting out more and more foods, that backfires on us in terms of taking a stress, it's a stressful toll on the body. And we end up with nutrient deficiencies. We end up fearing food and creating more anxiety and stress around the gut healing process. When we fixate on diet and supplements, rather than taking a holistic approach to healing, we put way too much pressure on those two things. And when we don't see any, progress from that, we get frustrated and feel like giving up. But here's the thing. The secret to truly healing your gut and boosting your metabolism and your energy, your mood, and feeling like your 20-something self again is not going to be found in any one particular supplement or any strict gut healing diet. Where it will be found is by taking some very specific intentional dietary changes and supplements, but also implementing critical lifestyle changes, mindset changes, and optimizing mental wellness to get you to a point where your body is in a healing state, where your nervous system feels calm and rested and happy, and where your body can actually use those nutrients and those foods to heal. Because when you're stuck in this survival mode, you just can't heal no matter what you do. So that's what this episode's all about. But I get that sometimes hearing these tips can feel overwhelming and just feels like another thing you have to try without knowing exactly how to do it or how it's going to fit into your life. That's why I created the Fix Your Gut formula. I wanted to put together a comprehensive, holistic roadmap for people to lay out exactly which changes they need to make and which ones you don't need to make, like those super restrictive diets, by the way, in order to heal your gut faster, so in as little as 3 months. Because here's the thing, I'm only one person. I can only see so many clients in a given week. And so by putting this program together, I'm able to reach more people and actually include all of the information that I would wish I could cover in sessions with people, but we simply don't have enough time. I also had the ability to add in a library of recipes, but also videos that empower you to try some of these nervous system regulating practices that allow your body to heal. Things like deep breathing and meditation. These are the things that are really going to move the needle on your health. So this isn't just another, diet or supplement or program. It's not a cleanse or a detox. We are doing very intentional gut healing strategies and it sounds cheesy, but you're loving yourself healthy. We're doing sustainable, healthy changes and building a gut healing lifestyle that is not only sustainable and doable for you, but also makes you feel good on all levels. And that's where the magic happens. So to get this program to as many people as possible, and because I know how inaccessible healthcare can be these days, I wanted to do another sale. We're doing a long weekend sale. So I actually lowered the regular price of the Fix Your Gut formula to $349 Canadian, but the sale is going to be $295 Canadian. And it includes a session with me, which is a value of $250. So really, you're only paying $45 for this amazing course, packed full of material, hundreds of dollars worth of value. And it's lifetime access. So that's the greatest thing, because if you're busy, and even if now is not the right time, you can purchase it anyways and log in and do it on your terms, whenever is easy enough for you. I also included audio modules that are downloadable so you can kind of listen, much like my podcast, when you're on the go rather than having to be logged into the program. So I wanted to make this program as doable for you as possible, which is why there's very little foods that you have to cut out long term. There's minimal supplements, and it's more about making these healthy lifestyle changes. So if you're ready to take a completely different approach to gut healing, ditch those restrictive gut healing diets, and finally feel good again, then you need to sign up for the Fix Your Gut formula. If you're not sure if it's right for you, I do offer free meet and greet sessions. So you can book one of those at the link in the show notes, and we can have a little chat about whether this program would be right for you or whether you might be better off doing one-on-one sessions with myself and what that looks like. Either way, I hope this empowers you to take the next step in your gut healing journey and get back to feeling yourself again.
So these are all really, really big factors that need to be addressed. So number one, blood sugar. Unfortunately, many people don't understand the concept of blood sugar or why it's so important to eat to balance your blood sugar. The truth is, everything we eat gets digested and absorbed into the bloodstream, and our cells use those nutrients. So basically, everything gets digested into sugars for your cells to use to make energy for you. So the food you're putting in your body is, yes, you should enjoy it, but it is fuel for your body and fuel for yourself. But the rate at which these foods get broken down and absorbed and turned into sugar for your cells is different depending on what you eat. For example, if you had just a bagel for breakfast, that's basically already a white bagel, that is. It's already kind of simple carbs. It gets broken into sugars very, very quickly. You'll get a quick spike in blood sugar where you'll feel an energy boost. And then maybe an hour or so after, you'll get that crash and you might start to feel tired and hangry and have cravings. And so if you're constantly doing this throughout the day, where you're having a lot of carb-heavy meals without a lot of protein, fat, or fiber, which are the nutrients that slow the absorption of these nutrients into your body, then you're going to have this roller coaster, right? This spike, crash, spike, crash. Not only will that keep you with cravings, set you up for weight gain, mood changes, brain fog, irritability, but it's keeping your body in a stressed state. It's seeing that as a stressor. So it's not getting adequate, constant supply of nutrients because you're letting your blood sugar crash. And so that's going to keep you stuck in that stressed state. And it's actually literally acting like a stressor on your body. So number one would be making sure you're eating regularly. If you have to set an alarm in your phone, do that. And the second thing is eating the right combination of foods. So nothing wrong with a piece of white bread or bagel or white rice now and then. Obviously, you want to choose whole grain options more frequently. But what you need to do is make sure you're having some protein, fat, and fiber with that carb choice, right? So yes, have your bagel, but have it with a fried egg and some avocado and, a piece of fruit. So you're getting all the bases covered there. That will keep you full. It'll make a slow, steady rise in blood sugar and stay steady for about 4 hours. So you have optimal energy, brain power, it boosts your metabolism, but most importantly, it keeps you out of that stress state. Well, obviously, you're eating your breakfast or going to work. Maybe work is stressful, so maybe you will be in a stress state, but it's less of a stress state than it would be if you had that work stress plus the blood sugar imbalance stress, right? So we're doing what we can to support our body and staying out of that prolonged stress state. The second thing would be dieting. So when we are dieting and limiting the calories or the nutrients that our body is getting, that is a stressor for the body. Again, anytime you're having a situation where you're depriving your body of the nutrients and the fuel that it needs to function, your body considers that stressful and stimulates that HPA axis response to trigger your adrenals to release stress hormones, okay? So it's keeping you stuck in that survival state. So anytime you are counting calories or cutting carbs, and especially if you also have a very physical job or you're doing workouts while you're cutting carbs and calories, that's a huge, huge stressor on your body, and it's going to continue to perpetuate that stress cycle where you are having that HPA axis dysfunction and you cannot heal. So that's why a lot of women, especially in midlife, when our body becomes a lot more sensitive to things like blood sugar crashes, and especially if we're also in a phase where, we're caring for aging parents and our children and we have work demands, we have a lot on our plate to begin with. So depriving our body of the fuel that it needs and or stressing our body with excessive intense workouts does not allow you to shift out of that stress state. You're constantly stuck there. So that's why a lot of women, especially women that are wanting to lose weight and maybe diets and exercise used to work for them when they are younger, are finding that it no longer works as they enter perimenopause and menopause. So the next thing would be, I do want to clarify real quick actually about the exercise piece, in that of course, exercise is healthy for you, right? You want to move your body. It's really critical, especially as we age, to keep that muscle mass, to get your bone density nice and high. And it's really important for mental health, improving sleep, and just in general, optimizing the function of your body and even your digestive health. But again, if you are doing like intensive HIIT workouts several days a week, and or, you know, running long distances and just constantly every day of the week doing these really intense workouts, especially if you're already in a burnout state, it's acting like a stressor on the body and not allowing you to shift out of that survival state and perpetuating the release of those stress hormones. If you're wanting to build muscle, it's actually going to be breaking down muscle when you're in that stress state and promoting fat storage, right? So yes, do your exercise, but listen to your body. If you're feeling very drained and tired and just inflamed, you want to do gentle, nourishing exercise. So maybe a gentle yoga sequence, a walk with your dog on a trail, just some light band exercises for your arms or legs, something that's a little more restorative rather than pushing your body to the max. So slowing down, setting boundaries with work and loved ones, asking for help, and actively working on the things that are stressors for you, things that you tend to worry about. Because when we are stuck in this state of worry, whether it's you consider it full-blown anxiety or just worrying, again, that's keeping you in that stress state with your HPA axis being activated. So obviously we're all going to worry here and there, but if it's constant and you can't seem to get those worries out of your head, you have to start taking action on the things that are stressing you the most. So it might require some self-reflection and some sitting down and thinking, okay, what are my biggest stressors right now? If one of them is money, can I talk to someone, a professional that, you know, can help me manage my money better? Maybe do a debt repayment program. Maybe look at restructuring things, or, you know, maybe renting out your basement, or whatever you need to do to reduce that stressor for you. Because again, if you are doing all of these healthy things, and maybe you're even doing meditation and yoga and all of the things that should be nourishing your body to stay out of that stress state and allow yourself to heal, if you're constantly having worries about something in particular, that's going to keep you in that stressed HPA axis state, or HPA axis dysfunction state. And I should explain a little further about HPA axis dysfunction. What happens is we tend to have what's called a circadian rhythm, or we have a circadian rhythm, which is our normal rhythm of cortisol release throughout the day. So we do need cortisol to give us energy, to help suppress inflammation, all kinds of functions in the body. So it should peak in the morning. That's when you should have, you know, most alertness, and then it'll decline gradually throughout the day, should be lowest in the evening so that you can fall asleep. With HPA axis dysfunction, because you're constantly pumping out these stress hormones, some people either, depending on the stage of burnout that you're in, you might feel wired and tired all the time. So you could feel in the evening like you're tired, but you're also feeling on edge and can't fall asleep. Or you might be someone where your curve has completely shifted and you get that second wind in the evening. So you're tired all day because your cortisol is low, and then all of a sudden your cortisol is peaking in the evening, and that's when you can't fall asleep. So doing some of these practices we talked about today will help to reset that normal circadian rhythm of cortisol and restore your body's function and have those natural rhythms back in check. And one of the really good things you can do for that is get morning sunlight. Morning sunlight and keeping your home and your, you know, what you're exposed to in the evening fairly dim, just as our ancestors would have had. So, you know, typically we would have rose with the sun and gone to sleep when the sun set, because we didn't have electricity and electronics back in the day. So following that natural daily rhythm as best you can really helps regulate your circadian rhythm and your HPA axis. So it's getting that morning exposure, whether you're just sitting in front of the window having your breakfast, or whether you're able to take a short walk and actually be directly in the sun, really, really critical for regulating that HPA axis function. And so I want to just come back and remind you that if you feel like this is a factor for you, no supplement or no dietary change on its own will be enough. Because there's so many adrenal supplements on the market, but nothing will be enough to help you shift out of that state and actually heal until you do some of these lifestyle changes and start to listen to your body and honor its needs. And then only then will the HPA axis dysfunction start to regulate and you'll see dramatic changes. So this is why I really, really encourage my clients to not just do diet and lifestyle, but to really, or diet and supplements, but to really take a critical look at how they structure their days and the practices that they can add in to help them shift their nervous system into that calming state. So I hope you found this helpful. It's kind of a mini episode, and I really got inspired by a client because, you know, she just kept asking me, like, when will I feel better? I'm always stressed. And, you know, because she had been kind of fixating on diet and supplements, and, you know, granted, she'd been really good with these, and I'm proud of her for doing so well, but she still didn't quite grasp that her lifestyle and her mindset and some of these things she was doing on a daily basis are taking that toll on her body and preventing her from healing. And so the final thing I want to say with this is that it's really critical to work with a practitioner and even potentially look into getting some testing, such as a Dutch adrenal test or a cortisol awakening response, to help inform us as to what is your cortisol doing throughout the day and how can we best support you with diet, lifestyle, and supplements to build a comprehensive plan that allows you to heal. And the final thing is remembering that your mindset and your mental health should be one of the most important and one of the first steps. I really, really encourage people, because of my own personal journey too, that if you're struggling with your mental health, whether that's anxiety or depression or just lots of constant worrying that is kind of affecting you on a day-to-day basis, reach out for support, whether that's counseling, talking to a loved one, doing some journaling. All of these things are so very critical because the more we can work on optimizing mental health and our mindset, the less we're going to be triggering that HPA axis, right?
Thanks for tuning in today, guys. Hey, if you have 30 seconds to spare, if you could leave me a rating and review in your podcast app, I would greatly appreciate it. It helps women just like you discover my podcast and start their own healing journey. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll catch you next week.